separates the filled states from the empty states in energy, and there's a definition of a Fermi wave vector, this KF, which is the same thing in K-space. If you draw from the origin KF, the states inside the circle will be occupied and outside the circle will be empty. So that's what this Fermi wave vector means. And I can calculate here what KF would be by calculating the area of this region, that's 2 pi KF squared, and dividing by the area of one point here. Oh, okay, the area is just pi KF squared, the 2 is for spin. And I divide by the area of one point, and that tells me how many electrons there are in the system. And then the N and the L squared combine to give me the electron density in two dimensions. So there's a relationship between the Fermi wave vector and the electron density. And if you take this relationship and just put it into this free electron form, you get the relationship between the electron density and the Fermi energy that I showed on the last slide. Okay, so let's go on.